I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Hey everybody, it's Chris. Welcome to Studio J, presented by Come Here and See. In the studio today, the 180s.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's Daniel Cook, Autumn Brand. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
New album.
Yep.
Today.
Yep, pretty exciting.
Wow. Are you nervous?
I don't know. Do you feel nervous?
It's only taken 3 years of our life, you know? So,
we hope
it's received well, you know, and... It's called Minefields. It's available everywhere.
I'm more excited.
It's all been such a blur.
Yeah. Let's go. You just mentioned the 3 years. Let's go back. When did the 180s become the 180s? Tell us. Give us the backstory.
We were in a band called New Reveille together for like, I guess, a few years.
Quite a few years. Yeah.
That band kind of took the, it fell apart as bands do sometimes. Mm-hmm. That started with our label kind of falling apart, and then but also while we were writing what we thought was the next New Reveille album, we started to realize like this stuff sounds like something else.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah. So
what do you mean?
I guess it wasn't really, well, first of all, he and I were writing the songs together, and I think a lot of the songs on the New Reveille album had been mostly written just solely by you. And so I think, well, you and George Hodge, and some other writers. But I think maybe when I came into the mix and started writing, the songs were changing a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And plus, there's just been, I think we were writing from more of a personal place. Yeah. You know, there's some parallels between the two of our lives, and we were just kind of writing through, working through some of that as we wrote.
Right.
And that was just kind of coming through in the music. So it was just different.
Okay.
Yeah. But, because we wrote this kind of over a period of time, there was a lot of development, sort of the first chunk of stuff we wrote is a little more gloomy. And then as we kind of came out of the funk toward the end, songs like No King and Nightmare Baby.
Yeah. Know? Well, and the pandemic too was sort of a starting point for us. And I think like a lot of people, that's when the project really started to like take shape. Cause at first we had these songs, we didn't really know, like I was like, I don't know if I can be a lead singer or want to be a lead singer. I was like, I don't think I can do it. I was scared.
Yeah.
And so we didn't, it was just a lot to work through, and the pandemic was really hard. Like a lot of artists, I think it started out as a pandemic project, and that's really, I think, where sort of like the gloominess comes from too.
True. Yeah.
But at some point in that process, you start feeling like, oh, this might be something. I like this.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we weren't sure what it was yet because we were writing kind of all over the map, and we're like, how do we put all these different things together that seemed like they wouldn't go together, right? Orchestral strings, 80 cents, like
we wanted to do it all.
We did. A lot of it, there were a lot of limitations when it comes to producing music during the pandemic, and a lot that all artists had, you couldn't get together in studios.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't rehearse with a band during the peak of quarantine, so we had to do things remotely. Had people send us tracks, whatever they sent us, that would be our track. So in a sense, it was like we had this hybrid of like, a lot of foundational elements were one take, right? You have a drum track, like I guess this is our drum track.
Yeah.
And there were great tracks, but we would have to build off of those, and as we did, we would spend just countless hours toiling over it, trying to find our way.
Yeah.
Find the sound. We drove across the country at some point because we were so.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we found our sound in the desert, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
So what's the album sound like? Somebody goes and plays it right now and they hear what? What are they getting?
Well, it's going to be a mixture of different things, but there's elements all across the board that are the same through the song. So Americana instruments, but paired with, like, instead of fiddle parts, we recorded, like, we did he was saying orchestral style. Okay. So like,
so just a lot of variety in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
what
yeah.
we're all familiar with is probably the single we're playing right now, which is Two Jet Planes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a great song, but there's other, you're saying there's other, when you go into the album, it's going to sound similar and different at the same time. Lots of different stuff.
Yeah. And also like 80s synthesizers.
Yes. Different eras, different genres, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Like there's, you know, a few songs that are a little more 80s feeling and some, yeah. one song that's like maybe a little more 90s. And,
yeah. Formative years of writing and creating music were like the 90s. You know, I think she was up in the Pacific Northwest. I'm in the Southeast, right? So we have kind of, you know, we have different music and different kind of cultural things going on around us. But same era.
So you both live here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But are you originally from here or no?
I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's from here.
Yeah, I grew up here.
Yeah, you grew up here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you bring those different experiences into your music.
I think so.
Yeah. And some of that was unconscious and some of it was conscious. It's like, why can't we bring in pedal steel guitar with this, you know, really prominent sawtooth synth, right? Let's figure out a way to make it work. You know, you wind up with like 300 tracks and then you're just carving through it. You know, that saying, it's not production, it's reduction. That was very true of this, like just carving it out of clay.
Well, and to that point, so we produced and mixed the album ourselves.
Oh, wow.
In our like home studio. So
that's kind of amazing.
There was a learning curve. Another reason it took.
I was
going to
say, is that a good or is that a bad thing? Because when you produce it somewhere else, there's usually a producer, right?
Yeah.
That's sort of pushing you one way or another, which I guess could be bad or good.
Yeah.
Did you have that in this scenario, or was it just the two of you?
It was just the two of us.
Yeah.
I think it was like a pretty far departure from the New Reveille album we had done in Nashville, because that was like we're at a big studio and we have a producer and we're just recording, like everyone has their parts they record and then that's the song. And so this was, you know, we did this completely independent and we had full control of everything. It's different.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's a trade-off. Like there were times where I was like, man, I really wish we had a producer engineer right now who can trust. But the like control freak in me wanted to be able to push all the buttons and like instead of standing over somebody's shoulder. But like I think we both have a newfound respect for like people who do that part of it for a living and like certainly not be opposed to, you know, going that route again, you know, because it lets you have the bandwidth to just focus on the writing. Mm.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a strange way, the pandemic kind of like gave us some opportunities so a lot of musicians were out of work. A lot of these Nashville staples, like session players, you know, people who played on the New Reveille album and people who had played on, you know, the album of the year, you know, Casey Musgraves, we had all these people at our disposal who were like just out of work and kind of, you know, idle and were like, yeah, I'll play on your album. Send it. I have a studio at my house. Just send me the track and I'll do it. You know, whereas usually they'd be totally booked up.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of irony there.
Yeah, kind of worked out.
Yeah.
There's an album release party coming soon, right?
Yeah, next Friday at King's on the 25th. Okay. Yeah.
And Jack the Radio is going to be out there as well.
Yes.
And George, of course, was in New Reveille.
Yeah.
Right?
Good friend George. And then this great duo out of Wilmington, Courtney Lynn and Quinn. They're,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, great. I'm sitting here contemplating whether I want to reveal the big secret of Autumn Brand. Well, you know, you are the voice. You are the voice on that station. And I don't think anybody knows that.
I know. It's sometimes I like tell people just randomly. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? That's you? Just musicians I know.
Yeah.
You know? So
we should play a clip. We'll insert it right here.
That station where music and community come first.
There it is. That's you. Yeah, I feel like that's a little secret that's just sort of out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we can keep it a mystery.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
You sound great.
Thanks.
The 180s. Thank you for coming into Studio J. Appreciate you being here.
Cool.
Thanks so much for having us.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.